at John chapter 1. So the message this morning, its title could be, Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. We want to read there from verse 1 to verse 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same in the beginning with God. Was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men. The life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you that even as I sat there this morning, I could hear you say that you would help me here this morning, Lord. I do not have a word to bring, but that which is your word. None of us are here to listen just to someone saying something interesting. We're here to hear your words, Lord. And we pray, I pray, please hide me away. Hide me behind the cross. Let our Lord Jesus be heard and seen. Let him be lifted up and draw people to yourself, Lord. We pray this because we know this is your will, that you be glorified, that you be magnified, that you be exalted amongst your people. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is the light of the world because he gives us a correct understanding of all things by revealing the Father, exposing darkness, and bringing his followers into fruitful knowledge of him. He has come to do this. John 1, 4, 5 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. My first thought then here this morning, Jesus is the light because he reveals the Father. Jesus is the light because he makes God known as he truly is. John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John 14, verse 9 says, Jesus said unto him, I have been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Jesus is the light because he makes the Father known. The Son is the perfect revelation of the Father. In Christ, God is no longer seen dimly, but clearly. Jesus does not merely speak about God, he shows us God. To know Christ is to see the Father correctly. Jesus is the light of the world because he reveals God's judgment. Jesus shows that God's judgment is righteous, holy, wise, and trustworthy. The Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. John chapter 5, verse 22. And John chapter 5, verse 30. I can in my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own, but the will of the Father which has sent me. Jesus reveals how God judges all things. Really judges all things. The Son shows us the Father's judgment is always just. Those are not just words. This is true. This is the truth of what Jesus showed us and is showing us today. Christ teaches us that God is never wrong. He never makes a mistake. The earth is the way it is, and he was not surprised by its failure. The light teaches us that to trust God's decisions. Jesus trusts the Father perfectly, even in suffering. That speaks volumes. The Son who knows the Father has this almost blind obedience. Not blind, but you know. He was willing to do exactly what his Father gave him and speak only that which his Father gave him as well. It speaks about a very much of a certainty that God can be truly trusted. Luke 22 verse 42 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. I surrender to the will of God. A third thought here then, Jesus is the light because he gives correct understanding of the world. The world cannot be understood right apart from Christ. He reveals its origin, its present condition, and its future end. He reveals that. In John chapter 1 verse 3 it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He knows more than the physicists, the scientists, and all the colleges put together, and yet he spoke about a relationship with his Father. This was his single focus, to make his Father known to us, that we might have the faith to enter into a similar relationship with his Father, without fear, believing that God is good. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. This is part of what the light shows us. And we know that we were part of that wickedness. And at some point, God brought us out into his marvelous light. Acts 17, verse 31. Because he has appointed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore he has given assurance unto all men in that he raised him from the dead. He raised the Lord Jesus from the dead by that showing everyone, yes, Jesus understands everything correctly. Jesus did everything correctly. His knowledge will make many righteous. His perspective about life was validated by being resurrected from the dead, never to die again. Jesus gives the true understanding of creation. The world belongs to God because God made it. The world is fallen because of sin has entered it. Evil exists, but God is above evil. History is moving towards righteous judgment of Christ. The future belongs to the kingdom of God. Jesus is the light because he exposes darkness. Light revealeth what darkness hides. Jesus exposes sin, unbelief, false teaching, false ideas, false history of the earth, judgment, and the evil condition of man's heart. He exposes that. John chapter 3, verse 19 to 20 says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." Darkness is not only ignorance, it is the love for sin. Men rejects the light because the light exposes their works. Jesus reveals the truth about humanity's heart condition. The light exposes sin so that the sinner may repent. The light does not flatter men. It calls men to truth. To reject Christ is to remain in darkness. Jesus is the light because he reveals the way of salvation. Jesus doesn't only expose darkness, he brings life, forgiveness, and a way back to the Father. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 1, verse 4, "In him was life, and it was, and the life was the light of men." The light reveals the way back to God. Christ is not one among many ways. He is the only way. The light brings life to those who follow him. The cross reveals both God's judgment and God's mercy. Jesus saves those who come out of darkness into his light. Colossians 1:13 says, "Who he hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Our sixth thought here, followers of Jesus become partakers of his light. Those who follow Christ are brought into his knowledge, his life, and his nature. 2 Peter 1, verse 4 and 2 to 4, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you," "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, to the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue." Again, the Lord Jesus, verse 4, "whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these he might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." Again, the knowledge of the Lord shows us the way to become like him. John chapter 8, verse 12, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Followers of Jesus do not remain in darkness. The light gives his people the knowledge of God. Christ's followers become partakers of his life. The knowledge of Christ is not a barren information. The knowledge of Jesus produces a transformation of life. It transforms us into the image of his Son. The light that reveals Christ also forms Christ in us. The knowledge of Christ becomes fruit in us, fruitful. The knowledge of Jesus is not meant to remain as understanding only. It must abound in belief and become fruitful. The same chapter, 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to 8. And besides this, give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to brotherly kindness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hearing the truth, believing the truth, letting the Lord mortify the deeds of the body through the Spirit, choosing to put to death the enemies of God, not to make friends with the world, the flesh and the devil, but to turn from that, enduring that suffering, patiently waiting on God to change this inner challenge, that struggle we face, just patiently waiting that he would bring it to a death, that we might become partakers of his life. This faithful waiting on God has led brothers over the years, over the centuries, to be transformed into the image of our Lord, to become partakers of his divine nature. It's not just words. It has power to change us, and we don't need to pretend to have him, but truly enjoy him inside of us. Faith receives the light, that being Jesus Christ, his words, his teachings. He talks to us about how to be a husband, how to be a wife. He talks to us about how to be parents, how to be siblings. He teaches us how to be employers and be employees. He speaks to us in all these areas. If we would believe him and endure the trials and the sufferings that come with that, we see a transformation where we become more understanding of his knowledge, where we start seeing more of the leading of his Spirit, hearing his voice, discerning his will, his good and perfect will, offering our bodies a living sacrifice. You know, the first time I shared this message was at a Passover weekend. I've probably shared it several times before, but more recent that I can remember. And we started with the perspective of asking each other a few questions about the light we see out there in the sky, the sun, the lights we have in here in the building. And they give us a perspective of things around us so we can flee from dangers, so that we can do work, so we can serve one another. And somehow Jesus being the light of the world implies that there are some things we need to be able to see with the eyes of faith. Jesus coming and saying and doing the things he did has helped us understand who God the Father really is. Now, I'm sure we don't understand it fully, of course, but we understand he loves us. We understand he hates sin and he wants to get rid of it. But he also doesn't want us to just be pretending, be afraid, live in fear. He doesn't see he knows that the law can only be a schoolmaster. And that it should bring us to the Lord Jesus, who is the express demonstration of the law. He is the one who showed us what God meant. And even after him, through his apostles, God continued to be that light. Because Jesus said to his disciples, "Ye are now the light of the world. As the Father sent me, so send I you." God has made things known to us who believe. Things that he has said in his word. We've now started seeing the truth. And those who have persevered in the faith, they've started enjoying the truth of the light of God, the Son of God. This has affected our lives. And whenever I think about this, it should be such a simple thing for us to see this. It should be quite obvious that when God showed us his Son, when his Son came, the things he did, the things he said, that settles the debate. It's done. God has shown us he wants us to repent. He's made a way for us to escape. It is not upon our shoulders to please him, but rather to accept the grace that makes us pleasing, that transforms us into that which he alone can do. The work of man is to believe on him whom God has sent. God has validated him by raising him from the dead. And for all of us who believe, there is this promise in Ephesians that says that the same power that raised Christ from the dead will now raise us. That same exceeding great power will raise us to newness of life. And the way we see that practically applied is by living in obedience to the things we already are sure the Lord has said to me. Those things we know for a fact. Not to make compromise on those things, but to be surrendered to him in those things. Well, that is the message the Lord laid on my heart to share here this morning. A closing statement could be, Jesus is the light of the world because he gives the true knowledge of the Father, the true understanding of the world, the true judgment of sin, the true way of life, and those who follow him become fruitful partakers of that knowledge through a transformed life. Lord bless you and thank you so much. Can I pray? Lord, we thank you for these seemingly well-known words. Words that we have probably all heard many times. But it's these very foundational things, Lord, that we know continues the work of sanctification in all of our lives. Continues to change us from glory unto glory as we behold your glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray, Lord, help us in our unbelief. Help us where we fall short, where our vision of the Lord Jesus is dim, where our certainty of his perfect understanding is encroached upon. Lord, we plead with you. Work amongst our young people. Give us wisdom to be a blessing to those in our communities. That this light which you have given us may shine through our lives and be a light to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.